Gloria came to school today.
School day. Gloria came to school
today.
Gloria.
In the basement of Wyandotte United Methodist Church in Kansas City, Kansas, teacher Twakisha Jones leads her small preschool class through a song. They're a cheery bunch, but Jones recognizes that some of her young students deal with a lot outside of class.
We don't know, like, what things happen at home, but when they come in with all kinds of problems. If you watch the news, you'll see different things that happen in neighborhoods, you know, especially being low-income families.
It could be abuse or violence, but trauma can be less direct, things like neglect or witnessing violence. To some degree, trauma affects 1 in 4 children in the U.S., according to the local creators of a program designed to address the problem. Head Start Trauma Smart was created by Crittenden Children's Center, part of the St. Luke system. It got off the ground in Wyandotte County Preschools in 2008. Avis Smith, who directs the program, says the standard method of shutting down tantrums through punishments or timeouts is a mistake, especially for traumatized kids.
Children need to feel connected to the adults around them and to their peers. And so if we can do something to acknowledge feelings that then allows that child to know, oh, she gets it. She understands. I'm really upset. Doesn't mean I can hit my friend, but she gets me. She understands. This was really upsetting to me.
The program was designed for Head Start, the National Early Education Initiative focused on children from lower-income backgrounds. The trauma program gives 20 hours of training to preschool teachers who use the techniques with all of their students. The teachers work to relate to upset kids, then help them physiologically calm themselves with the help of a calm-down station. These include soft objects to handle and sunglasses, which help lower stress by lowering light levels. They also use what's called a breathing star. It's a file folder with a paper bird inside that seems to breathe in and out as the folder opens and closes.
Okay, we're going to take a big, deep breath now. And so they'll open the breathing star, and we say, breathe in, and we'll breathe in, and we'll hold it, and we'll breathe out.
That's therapist Brittany Cahoon. For kids who need extra help, she comes into the school to do weekly one-on-one work. The program also offers training to school staff, like cafeteria workers and bus drivers, to keep the message consistent. Parents also get trained in the techniques. But ultimately, the goal is for children to calm themselves. Teacher Twakisha Jones says she sees that happening in her classroom.
If someone's upset, we'll even have another child tell that one, oh, you need to calm down, take a deep breath or something.
Head Start Trauma Smart is about more than soothing hurt feelings. It's about helping kids cope with issues that can have serious consequences. Trauma can affect brain development and a child's ability to learn.
So their brains are constantly thinking about, where is this potential threat? What can go wrong in this situation? Who might be wanting to hurt me? And so they're not able to really marshal their resources, if you will, cognitively, to think about, how am I going to sound out this word? You know, how am I going to figure out this subtraction problem?
Dr. Jerry Dunn is Executive Director of Children's Advocacy Services of Greater St. Louis. She says that childhood traumatic stress can eventually lead to dangerous and unhealthy behavior in adolescence and beyond. In other parts of the country, a handful of similar programs have cropped up recently. The local program really started to take off in summer of last year. That's when the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation granted nearly $2.5 million to help the program reach 26 counties in both Kansas and Missouri, serving over 3,000 preschoolers. And last month, the program got a write-up in the New York Times. Program Director Avis Smith says in the past few weeks, interest has snowballed.
We've had phone calls and emails from people in as far away as Cape Town, South Africa, to Grenada, to British Columbia.
The new attention has brought critics, including some who wonder how stretched thin education budgets can bear the cost of Head Start Trauma Smart. The program costs $400 per year per student, but Smith believes it can prevent the need for more expensive special education in later years and prevent even bigger problems further down the line.
We can stop the adverse effects of trauma from starting a child on that school-to-prison pipeline that has been so talked about. Early childhood education is our very best investment financially.
So far, Head Start Trauma Smart has shown gains in measures of classroom relationships and emotional and instructional support. Since the program is still in its early years, it's probably still too early to say what the impact may be over the longer term. But Head Start Trauma Smart is an investment its creators hope the public will be willing to make. Alex Smith, KCUR News.